You're listening to SBS News.
When Lisa McAdams fled domestic violence, she didn't have many opportunities to support herself financially.
When I left, all I had in my pocket was $33, but I couldn't open a bank account without using that address, which I didn't want to. I was in a refuge, so I couldn't give that address. So I was stuck. I had friends overseas saying they would send me money, but I had nowhere for them to send it. I had, nothing. And my account had been attached to his since we'd immigrated here. So literally I was left with nowhere for Centrelink or anyone to deposit money. And if you've got no money, you've got no choices.
The director of Safe Space Workplace is advocating for greater support for women fleeing domestic abuse. That issue is being backed up with proactive support from Australian banks and AUSTRAC. This week, the banks announced changes to ID requirements for opening a bank account. The new measure requires the applicant to provide only one reference, such as from a doctor or manager of a refuge centre, to start an account. CEO of the Australian Banking Association, Anna Bly, told the ABC the move is vital.
Having your own bank account is so critical to everybody's sense of themselves as a financially independent and capable person. For people experiencing and fleeing violence, it is an important psychological first step to freedom.
Meantime, figures from the New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research shows the number of domestic violence assaults recorded by the state's police in April this year was slightly lower than the same time last year. But its executive director, Jackie Fitzgerald, fears this may be because of unreported cases.
I guess it's a pretty unique situation. There's a chance that, I guess, more domestic violence is occurring in the community, but it's just not being reported to police.
Ms McAdams agrees that lockdown and social isolation is helping to keep abuse confined to homes.
If you're locked at home 24/7, there will be no opportunity to reach out. And I think once we all start going back to work even a little bit and there's more freedom and movement, I'm expecting it to spike through June, July, of people that couldn't reach out but now can.
She says the rollout of banking flexibility is a step in the right direction, but more work is needed.
It will only work as well as the call centre and the tellers at the front line know, what is domestic violence and what are the policies. Because if you walk in and say, can I open an account, and nobody on the front line knows more than seeing it on the website or on the news, you're no better off. You need people to understand why this is available, how it's available, and how people can access it.
And Australia's first LGBTI Domestic Violence Awareness Day has been launched to raise awareness of high levels of domestic violence experienced within LGBTI relationships. If you or someone you know is at risk of family and domestic violence, call 000 in an emergency and ask for police. And you can call the 1800 Respect Helpline, that is 1-800-737-732, for the National Sexual Assault Domestic Family Violence Counselling Service. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.